This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel, during an all-party meeting, urges political parties to actively participate in the election. Government decides to transfer budgets for reconstruction and economic recovery, aiming to address the problems in the adverse situation. Kathmandu Metropolitan City bans imported flowers within the city during the upcoming Tihar festival, promoting domestic farmers. And ceasefire comes into force as Israel's military pulls out of parts of Gaza. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel has called on all political parties to actively participate in the upcoming House of Representatives election, emphasizing the need to protect the nation, its citizens, democracy and the constitution. Speaking at an all-party meeting held at Sital Nivas yesterday, President Paudel urged parties to focus on the March 5th election and work together to ensure peace, security and an impartial environment for the polls. He also highlighted the importance of unity and urged parties to engage with the public, especially the younger generation, without confusion. Prime Minister Sushila Karki assured the meeting that the government is committed to holding free, fair and fear-free elections, adding that necessary security measures are being put in place. The meeting was attended by cabinet members of the interim government and representatives from various political parties, though no party chairman or president was present. Meanwhile, President Paudel is scheduled to hold talks with the representatives of the Generation Z today. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel has said the government is committed to conducting the upcoming election while addressing the genuine concerns of Generation Z. Speaking after the all-party meeting, Minister Kharel said the discussions focused on preparations for the House of Representatives election. He assured the president and political parties that the government will ensure adequate security arrangements and resources for the smooth and fair conduct of the polls. Similarly, making public the decisions following the cabinet meeting, government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Jagdish Kharel, said the government has decided to reallocate budgets to support the reconstruction of public infrastructure, distribute relief materials and promote economic recovery in the aftermath of the JNG protest. A team led by Joint Secretary from the Finance Ministry will hold talks with the Asian Development Bank to secure a $100 million grant aimed at strengthening public finance management and improving service delivery. The cabinet has also decided to issue an energy bond worth 20 billion rupees in phases to support the Nepal Electricity Authority's resource management. Additionally, Ilam district has been declared a disaster emergency zone for 3 months. The meeting also approved foreign visits of Nepali delegates to various international events and endorsed several civil service transfers. Likewise, the government has decided to scrap the blue number plates used by vehicles of honorary consuls appointed by foreign governments in Nepal. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the decision was made in line with international law, the Regulation on Honorary Consuls of 2039 and the Principle of Reciprocity. The move comes after complaints of misuse of vehicles bearing blue number plates. Out of 67 consulates general in Nepal, 50 had been using such vehicles. The ministry said these vehicles will now be registered as private and coordination with relevant agencies will be carried out to implement the decision. However, the other rights and privileges of honorary consuls general will remain unchanged. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA, has held discussions with the United Nations Resident Coordinator in Nepal, Hana Singer Hamdi, on post-disaster relief and rehabilitation efforts. During the meeting at Singhadarbar yesterday, NDRRMA Executive Chief Dinesh Bhatt briefed Hamdi on the recent monsoon disasters, particularly the heavy damage in Ilam district, and shared details about early warning systems, response measures, and rehabilitation plans. UN Resident Coordinator Hamdi expressed solidarity with the affected communities and outlined possible UN support, including the food and non-food relief, drinking water, sanitation, and initial rehabilitation assistance for Ilam. According to NDRRMA spokesperson Santi Mahat, she also commended Nepal's prompt disaster response efforts. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City, KMC, has announced a ban on the sale and supply of imported flowers and flower products during the upcoming Tihar festival. At a press briefing yesterday, the Metropolitan Police Force said the decision aims to support local flower farmers. KMC will set up 22 flower supply centres across the city, including locations such as New Baneswar, Sankhamul, Sifal Ground, Chabahil, Old Baneswar and Putali Sadak from October 17 to 22nd. Imported flowers found in the market will be confiscated. Meanwhile, the KMC has also announced plans to sterilise community dogs and cats in the upcoming fiscal year 2025-26. The city has invited applications from organizations willing to assist with rabies vaccination campaigns, with submissions to be made to the Agriculture and Livestock Department within 15 days. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज One-way traffic has resumed along the BP Highway from yesterday afternoon, reconnecting Kathmandu Valley with the Eastern Terai region. The highway had been blocked due to rain-induced disasters caused by last week's heavy rainfall. According to Subaraj Neupani, Chief of the Federal Roads Supervision and Monitoring Office in Kathmandu, temporary repairs have been completed along 4 kilometres of damaged roads at 13 different sites. Diversions have also been built in 19 locations, including Roshi Khola, to restore movement. Officials say maintenance work is progressing well and two-way traffic is expected to resume from today. Now, a sports news update. Nepal has advanced to the Super 6 stage as the Group B winner in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Asia and East Asia Pacific qualifiers being held in Oman. In the final group match played at the Al Amirat Cricket Ground yesterday, Nepal defeated Japan by 5 wickets. Chasing a target of 132 runs, Nepal reached victory in 18 overs, losing 5 wickets. Earlier, Japan had set a total of 131 runs for 8 wickets in 20 overs. With this win, Nepal topped the group with 4 points from 2 consecutive victories, while Japan with 2 points also progressed to the Super 6 as the group runner-up. Nepal had earlier defeated Kuwait by 58 runs in its opening match. Now, on to an international news update. Israel's military says it has begun a partial withdrawal of troops from parts of Gaza following the start of a ceasefire agreement with Hamas on Friday morning. The truce comes after Israel's government approved the first phase of a U.S.-brokered ceasefire and hostage return deal proposed by U.S. President Donald Trump. Under the agreement, Hamas has until noon on Monday to release all Israeli hostages, including 20 believed to be alive and the remains of up to 28 others. In return, Israel will release around 250 Palestinian prisoners, most serving life sentences. The deal also allows unrestricted entry of humanitarian aid into Gaza, where millions remain displaced after 2 years of war. Meanwhile, U.S. officials say around 200 American troops will be deployed to Israel to help monitor the ceasefire. Israel's war on Gaza began after Hamas-led attacks on southern Israel in October 2023, which killed about 1,200 people. Since then, Gaza's health ministry reports more than 67,000 Palestinians, including over 1,000 children, have been killed. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather will likely remain partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi province today. Furthermore, the division has stated that currently no significant weather system affecting the country and this year's monsoon has withdrawn from the entire territory of the country as of October 10, 2025. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 17 to 19 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 26 and 28 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. President Ramchandra Powdil, during an all-party meeting, urges political parties to actively participate in the election. Government decides to transfer budgets for reconstruction and economic recovery, aiming to address the problems in the adverse situation. Kathmandu Metropolitan City bans imported flowers within the city during the upcoming Tihar festival, promoting domestic farmers. And ceasefire comes into force as Israel's military pulls out of parts of Gaza. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at radionepalonline.com or on our mobile app and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.